separately, President Trump spoke to reporters about the summit. Did it sound like the leaders are all on the same page here?
So for the most part, yes. But Trump did say in an answer to a question from a reporter that he did not think he could stop Putin from continuing to hit civilian targets. And that comment would fly in the face of hopes to bring about a ceasefire, obviously. But he still spoke about his hope of having a follow-up trilateral meeting between Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S. almost immediately after the Alaska summit.
What kinds of territorial concessions is Putin asking for?
So as it stands, Russia controls around a fifth of Ukraine. That includes Crimea, all of Luhansk, and more than 70% of the regions of Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. Putin wants all of that territory, and he also wants the withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from parts of Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson that they still control in the east of the country. Putin's territorial demands would mean Ukraine hand over more than 8,000 square miles of its land to Russia. Putin is also demanding that Kyiv would have to officially notify Russia that it's abandoning its plans to join NATO.
That all sounds like a hard no from Zelensky, who has said territorial concessions to Russia would violate Ukraine's constitution. But did anything out of today's summit suggest that Zelensky might consider ceding territory or making other concessions to Russia?
So when Friedrich Merz, the chancellor of Germany, was talking, he said that Ukraine is prepared to negotiate on territorial issues. But he wanted to make it clear that before any of that starts, Putin must agree on a binding ceasefire. And he also must agree on clear security guarantees for Ukraine, something he obviously has not done since he invaded Ukraine 3 years ago.